وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers, sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatihi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the program For Humanity. We were talking about greed in the previous episode and how it has the power to destroy mankind, and how those who are greedy overtake the rights of other people. And the example we gave, first example we gave in this regard, is wealth. When people or systems or countries become so greedy, they go and they take the rights of other people and deprive them of their resources. So we gave the example of Africa when it comes to gold. When it comes to certain countries who, for example, have oil, some Western countries, they come to these countries and they start pumping oil from their lands and giving it to themselves, either for free or almost free, while the people of that country have to suffer. That's a form of greed. Also, when a person, for example, becomes so in love and attached to the throne, aka position, power, authority, president, vice president, parliament member, statesman, and so on and so forth. These people, when they sit in these chairs, greed comes hard. And if a person is not God-fearing, then obviously he will fall victim to that trap of greed, and under the name or pretext of authority and power. So this is also something that we have to be aware of. So one day I can be a boss or a manager or president of a place, and if I get greedy, then I will take the right of other people. And Amir al-Mu'minin Ali alayhi salam, when he was finally, people decided to come to him and say, okay, you know what, we have no one else, how about you come take control? He says, no, I'm not interested. I don't want power. I don't seek power like those before me. Other kings and what have you before Amir al-Mu'minin and after Amir al-Mu'minin, they were greedy, and that's why they wanted power, because they wanted to accumulate wealth. Some of them, when they died, they had to break gold in axes because they got too greedy, while millions of Muslims had to suffer hunger and pain because they were poor. Amir al-Mu'minin said, I don't want to do that. I am not after power. If you want me to take position, then you have to accept the fact that I will rule by what Allah deems to be correct and what Allah wants. And that's something obviously most of the greedy people do not like. Anyway, our topic is not Amir al-Mu'minin here. But the idea is position can drive people to greed. So why do people get greedy? What is the secret that makes people get greedy? So we said that human beings love perfection. They want to be perfect. And when I see my perfection lies in wealth, and I see my perfection lies in position and power, I want to see my wealth or my perfection lies in having so much wealth that I can buy houses and cars and what have you, then halal and haram will fly out the door, because all I care about now is myself, is my perfection. How can I get so much money so I can feel complete? That's the problem. Now, before we continue, let us take a short break and then we can come back.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. So we were saying that greed, and when people see their perfection in greed, that's when they will take the rights of other people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala interestingly says in the Quran, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ خُلِقَ هَلُوعًا. Mankind was created in a state of being extremely greedy and lack of patience. What a combination. We have lack of patience. We want to be rich very quickly, and we are greedy. So instead of me having to work and earn my money, I say, well, how about if I take it from someone else? Even if it's not ethical, even if it's not moral, but yeah, it gives me my perfection. Therefore, you see many people get rich on the expenses of the poor and on the expenses of other people. Even if they have to steal from them, even if they have to take it. And then obviously they will justify it. That's what greedy people do. They justify their actions. So we have this hastiness. We're always in a hurry. And obviously we want to have as much as we can from this dunya, which is a problem. So we look at this dunya, we look at this world as the goal of creation. Of the more you have, the happier you are. And that's the fallacy, and that's the illusion that shaitan puts in the hearts and in the minds of people to take them away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amir al-Mu'min salamullah alayhi, when he looks at this concept of hirs, this concept of greed, he says, in dunya mujghalatan an ghayriha, this world, if you try to spend your time in it, it will occupy your mind and make you busy from the real thing. And then he says, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَصِبْ صَاحِبُهَا مِنْهَا شَيْءٍ إِلَّا فَتَحَ لَهُ حُرْصٌ عَلَيْهَا. That every time a person who's occupied in this dunya, once he moves towards it, this dunya will open another door for him. So basically, it just keeps him more busy, more busy. And until he reaches a stage where obviously, he will wake up one day and he finds himself in the hereafter and he finds the angel of death, and then it will be too late. But what concerns us is that when we become so attached to this world and want to have money and wealth, then obviously we will fall in the trap of oppressing other people, taking the rights of other people. Look at any war that happens in the world. Why does it happen? Why do wars happen? Isn't it because, at least let's say, the main causes? Is it because this country wants to have the land of another country? Or they want to have the resources of another country? Be it oil, be it gas, and sometimes even water, for example. They go and invade because they want to have it to themselves. And that's one of the causes that people go to war. They go to war for spoils and for victory to get more of this dunya. But then the ones who suffer, the ones who end up paying the price, are the normal people. People get to suffer and get to live in poverty and get to feel the harshness of this life. And they're not meant to, mind you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants people to live happily, to enjoy the beauties of this life. But because there are greedy people in this world and greedy systems in this world, they deprive others. And this is where injustice and oppression occurs. Greed is a deadly sin. Me and you, we have to also be aware that it does not come to us and we do not become greedy. Inshallah, we will continue in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi.